Life, Jairus' daughter.
After Jesus healed the man with the evil spirits, he got back in the boat and he and his disciples sailed back across the lake. And when they got to a town, there was a crowd there waiting for Jesus. In this crowd, there was a religious leader named Jairus, and he came to Jesus and said to him, "My daughter is dying, and she's only 12. Will you come heal her?" So Jesus and his disciples were going with Jairus to his house, and the crowd was following. In the crowd, there was a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. She thought to herself, "If only I could just touch the edge of his clothes, I would be healed." And so she reached out behind Jesus and touched his clothes, and right away she was completely healed. And Jesus stopped and he asked, "Who touched me?" And one of his disciples, Peter, said, "How can you ask who touched you? We're in a crowd. Everyone's touching you." And Jesus said, "No, I felt power go out of me. I know someone touched me." Well, then the woman came and she was shaking with fear and said, "I touched you. I've been bleeding for 12 years and I've spent everything I had on doctors, but they couldn't make me better. Instead, I got worse. But when I touched your clothes, I was completely healed." And then Jesus said, "Go in peace. Your faith has healed you." Well, while Jesus was still talking with the woman, some men came up to Jairus and said, "Don't bother the teacher anymore. Your daughter is already dead." And Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Believe, and she'll be healed." So they continued on to the house, and there were already people there mourning for the little girl. And Jesus said to them, "Don't cry. She's not dead. She's only asleep." But they laughed at him because they knew she was dead. Then Jesus went into the house, along with three of his closest followers and the girl's parents. Then he took the girl by her hand and said, "Little girl, get up." And she did. And then Jesus told them to give her some food, and her parents were amazed at what Jesus had done.